This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. And now for another kind of battle, this one on the basketball court. The University of Connecticut Huskies ended the season as they began it, ranked number one. Last night, they beat the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets 82-73 in the men's NCAA basketball championship game. For a wrap-up, we turn to our own Mike Pesca. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Madeline.
Mike, let's listen to the final call of the game, courtesy of the Westwood One radio network.
Rebound Okafor. The eyes of Texas and certainly the eyes of the country have been on the Huskies all season long. We're down to a second. The game is over. The Huskies will indeed remember the Alamo as they made their last stand here tonight in San Antonio.
What an epic metaphor to use on such a, well, lackluster game. Why do the games leading up to the championship tend to be better games than the championship itself, Mike?
Well, first of all, I like Kevin Harlan. He's appropriately over the top for these kind of situations. And I don't think that's always true, but what is true is that of the three games between the two semifinals and the final, you rarely get all three being barn burners. And what we saw on Saturday was the two games where Georgia Tech beat Oklahoma State and UConn beat Duke. Those were great games. Those were decided by a total of 3 points, which is the closest the semifinals had ever been. And so history has shown that it was somewhat inevitable that the final game would be a letdown. The other thing was, a lot of people, insiders, were talking about that Duke-UConn game as being the one that, quote-unquote, really decides the national championship. I never agree with that sort of talk, but this year, it turned out either to be right or Georgia Tech just couldn't really deal with a very, very good UConn team.
Now, let's turn to the women. The championship game is tonight, and surprise, surprise, it's UConn again, playing Tennessee for the title. Now, how did these two teams get to where they are tonight?
These are, if not the two best teams in women's basketball, they have the two best coaches of the last 10 years. They've been the two best teams. And Tennessee got there by a couple of bad calls, but they're an excellent team. UConn got there. Women's college basketball greased the skids a little bit. What they did was they gave UConn a lot of home games, which is something that they do in women's college basketball. They're not required to play on neutral courts because they want to get a lot of fans. And until the semifinal game where UConn beat Minnesota, they weren't playing on a neutral court. Minnesota was a 7 seed, not a great team. So tonight will be the first real test of UConn against a very good team on a truly neutral court.
So it could be that both the men and the women from UConn will be the champions. So what is it about UConn?
And by the way, that's never happened before in basketball. It's happened in other sports like cross country and volleyball. UConn is a state where all they have is the basketball. They could root for teams from, you know, the Boston Red Sox or the Yankees from other states. But that's the intense interest of the state. They have a lot of funding from the state government. So there's a lot of key elements there and two great coaches. The women's coach, Gina Auriemma, the men's coach, Jim Calhoun. Maybe we'll see history made tonight, and maybe they'll be going nuts in the Nutmeg State.
That's very nice. Day to day's Mike Pesca.
Is that better than Remember the Alamo?
Barely. Barely. Thanks a lot, Mike Pesca. I'm Madeline Brand.